Welcome to Buy This Comic, the show where you keep the vital and vibrant medium of comics alive by infusing it with your hard-earned cash. I'm your host, Jason Mojica, and this week we're joined by Gabe Soria. Hello, Gabe.
Hello, Jason.
And Gideon Kendall. Hello, Gideon.
Hello. Thank you for having us.
Thank you for being here. And now that you are trained in the sound of these men's voices, I will tell you that they are the writer and artist of The Mega Ghost of Christmas, a holiday mini-comic special published by Xylophone. We'll talk to Gabe and Gideon all about it right after this word from our sponsor.
Comics, they're not just for grown-ups anymore. Join the Hey Kids Comics Club, and every month we'll send you a new graphic novel for kids ages 6 to 10, plus a members-only zine with lots of fun stuff in it. Go to heykidscomics.net to learn more.
So, before we get going, I just have to say that this show, while normally imploring you to buy a particular comic, is, in this particular episode, basically branded content, because I published the comic and also recently opened up a comic shop called Hey Kids Comics, where you can buy said comic. So yes, by all means, please do buy this comic and buy my 7-year-old baby a new pair of shoes. But, Gabe, Gideon, tell me, what is Mega Ghost and what is the Mega Ghost of Christmas?
I guess I'll begin. Mega Ghost is a comic book which is the summation of every Saturday morning cartoon fantasy I ever had. It is one day, maybe about 10 years ago, I was walking down a street in Brooklyn, and the phrase supernatural Voltron kind of flashed in my head. And I had this vision of a kid who got the mysterious power to form 3 ghosts into a giant ghost robot. Mm-hmm. A mega ghost, if you will.
You will.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I will, and I did. It took me a few years to find the proper collaborator for this comic. And thanks to the great Mike Cavallaro, I was introduced to Gideon Kendall here. And basically, I sat down with Gideon or talked to him over the phone, and we talked about how we would make the world of Dunwich Heights, one of those like mid-sized cartoon cities, comic book cities that, you know, is neither this place nor that place. Mm-hmm. It has a definitely spooky gothic vibe. Dunwich Heights is the hometown of a young lad of like around 12, 13 by the name of Martin Magus and his sister Morgan Magus. And Martin is a young occult scholar who happens upon and finds this magic ring called the Mark of the Ghost in an abandoned house. And he perhaps unwisely slips it on and becomes the new keeper, proprietor, the master, the slave of Mega Ghosts. So 3 ghosts who can form into Mega Ghosts and defend the world against supernatural kaiju. So in a word, I'd have to call this occult Ultraman, Occultraman. So there you go. That's my long elevator pitch.
Got it. And Gideon, tell me about how your collaboration started and what you thought upon hearing Gabe explain this all to you.
When Mike introduced me to Gabe and Gabe told me what the book was going to be, I was very excited. All I really ever wanted to do my entire life was draw big, crazy monsters and machines, either trying to destroy each other or destroy cities and all that kind of stuff. I mean, it's my favorite kind of stuff to draw. And the story was just ripe with all that kind of material. And once we started working on it, it was the perfect project. Gabe has all kinds of incredible ideas for stories and characters and gives me a lot of freedom to interpret and expand here and there and even introduce a few monsters and creatures of my own when the story permits. And so we have a lot of fun making this world happen. I get to draw lots of terrified citizens running away from from giant monsters. And you really, you know, what else is life for than doing that?
And the whole thing about Megaghost is it's an all ages comic. Hopefully not an insipid all age comic, all ages comic, which kind of panders to the audience. It's meant to like be wondrous and wonderful and cool and creepy and be able to be read by young kids and adults alike. It's something that's it's got crazy monster action. It's got pathos. Bathos, the P and the B. It's got just crazy comic book wonder too. It's got that Ghostbusters vibe. It's got that Groovy Ghoulies vibe. It's got the kind of Thundercats sort of thing as well. Hopefully a bit better written than the original cartoon, even though they did a lot of great world building. It's all these things in a ball, I hope.
I think also, like for me, like I came from doing more adult-oriented stuff for the most part, and the chance to work on something that was kid-friendly that I could actually show to my kid and my kid's friends and things like that was very appealing. But I think we're also trying to, although keeping it kid-friendly, we're also trying to push the edginess a little bit, just so that, like, I remember when reading comics that were supposed to be for kids when I was a kid, kind of always wishing that they were a little weirder and there was a little bit more grit, especially in the imagery. You know, like Gabe was saying about the Saturday morning cartoon thing, like I love Saturday morning cartoons, but they weren't always so great to look at, you know? So I think we're trying to add like enough depth and grit to this so that, you know, if a kid reads it and then puts it on their shelf and then reads it again after they go through puberty, they might like actually still think it's awesome.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well, I have to, you know, keep that bullet point of Supernatural Voltron in mind when I'm at the store, you know, recommending it to people, because for some reason I always find myself uttering the word Lovecraftian, and that seems to be a no-no when my parents just immediately are like, I don't think the kid's ready for Lovecraft. I was like, no, it's not. No, anyway, but
I mean, there are some tentacles, there are some Squamous chthonic and cyclopean horrors and such going on, and actually that's a pretty good idea for maybe an eventual like kind of fill-in story there. We'll visit Rillier or something like that. But yes, Supernatural Voltron, a culture man. Keep both of those in your tool bag.
Yeah. But so tell me what a Mega Ghost Christmas story looks like. What happens in this issue?
This was something that Gideon and I conceived last year, actually, when we had put up the still very embryonic Mega Ghost website. But we wanted to do something. We had just published the Mega Ghost collection, which is a collection of five issues done by a comic company called Albatross, which is owned by Eric Powell, who the amazing illustrator and writer who creates The Goon and other comics. So last fall, the first Mega Ghost collection had been published with some new material that Gideon and I put together. We created a new character who tied all the comic books together in a kind of a funny comic booky way. We just added like some kind of cool, like we did a second level Mega Ghost for the collection. Like really neat. Like we're really kind of saying this is where this comic is going. We're going to really kind of expand the world. But I don't know. I think I just, Gideon, like last year, when did I text you and say, I think we should do like a mini comic for the website about Christmas?
We had already done a special Halloween story, and it just seemed like a natural thing to do a Christmas one too. I mean, maybe we'll do one for Flag Day. You know, maybe we can get like through all the like second and third rate holidays as well eventually. But you know, it seemed like a natural to do a Christmas story and have something new for people to read. Also, well, for me, it was really fun because I did a version of A Christmas Carol a few years ago.
That you won an Eisner for?
Which won an Eisner, yes, with a highlight of my cartooning career for sure. But in, you know, in that book, I spent a lot of time drawing Marley's ghost. Mm-hmm. And so when Gabe had the idea of Mega Ghost fighting a giant sort of metastasized version of Marley's ghost, for me, it was kind of a nice bookend to the other project that I worked on. So as much as I kind of hope never to have to draw all those chains and shackles again, it was still kind of fun to, you know, to sort of reapproach and, I guess, you know, riff on that and kind of, I don't know, distort that character, to enlarge him, you know, to make him gigantic.
Yeah. And it's fun. it's a fun little 12-page mini comic, both the Mega Ghost of Christmas and it's the Candy Kaiju Mega Ghost. Both of them are just, they're holiday specials. So they're meant to be kind of short and sweet. They both have a lot of Peanuts references in them. Both have very.
I had to draw myself as a middle-aged Charlie Brown. That was fun.
Yes, you did. And so, and they're meant to just be kind of like fun little intros to the characters with some crazy action. And I got to throw in some Dickens quotes. I'm a Dickens nerd. I'm a Charlie Brown Peanuts nerd and a Dickens nerd and a giant monster nerd. So I was able to kind of put all my
nerds in one basket.
Yes. And Gideon is kind of a nerd about all this stuff too. So we're very simpatico in that way. Mm-hmm. And in the mini comic version, so we put that up on the online last year. People read it, but I don't know how to get popular on the internet by reading comics. So, Jason, I just had the idea to ask you, like, hey, wouldn't it be kind of fun to do a little mini comic version of it? And Gideon asked me to, for this version, he wanted to do two more pages and get some more monster on monster action. And so he challenged me to write something new for it. And I'm also a kind of a poetry nerd. If anybody challenged me to write a verse about anything, I will sit down. I love doing it. Mm-hmm. So I got to write a kind of a new a two-page holiday verse, a meta poem that kind of comments on the action. And so, yeah, it came out beautifully. So the Mega Ghost of Christmas, it's a continuity/non-continuity Christmas comic book special, kind of like the old DC Comics ones you would get back in the past. And it's not, you know, just looking towards the past, but from that, hopefully, from this new little Mega Ghost thing, hopefully Gideon and I will be getting to work on Mega Ghost Volume 2 very soon.
Gabe is constantly sending me like all kinds of amazing new ideas, but plot lines and character ideas for the next volume. And once I dig myself out from under a couple of projects that I'm currently obligated to, I am going to get busy drawing Volume 2, which I'm very excited about.
It really takes Mega Ghost from its origins as a really cool, fun kids comic with some kind of darker underlying themes woven into it, into a really, I don't know, it feels really super fun and badass to me. It's like in its second volume iteration, you learn in this next volume, you'll learn a lot about the origins of Mega Ghost and the origins of Mega Ghost.
Which were hinted at in Volume 1 in a nice way in the final issue of the last series.
But yes.
We're really going to go into it now.
Nice. There's a baseball team. there's ancient sorceries. There are things beyond the ken of mortals way out in the farthest reaches of space. It's pretty cool.
Do we expand on the boy band that's sort of on the periphery in the first volume? Because I really hope we do that.
I believe we do.
And then we have to get someone to actually make a single, like to record a song, whatever their song would be.
Yes, there's in Megaghost Volume 1, there is a detail in every issue. There is an advertisement or a mention of a pop band. Can you even see the name of the band in the book, Gideon?
I don't know. I'd have to go back and check. I have no idea. I think so. Yeah, but it's like on a billboard. But the billboard gets smashed by a monster because that's what always happens.
There's a pop band in the Mega Ghost Dunwich Heights world. They're integrated pop band. It's like one of those teen groups of girls and boys in it, and they're called the Minor Arcana. and you will find out a little bit about this mysterious pop band, but you'll also meet a new crazy underground supernatural organization. That are they good? Are they bad? The monsters we have lined up for volume two. Oh, the monsters! Gideon, I can't wait till they see the one from outer space and the other one from the other reaches from outer space, and then the
it's my hope that pop band morphs into a giant monster at some point. I don't know whether that's happening or not, but
I'll just say
okay, that's all you gotta say. The seed has been planted.
It's in there. The seed is in the ground.
Good, excellent.
So this is the part of the show where normally I ask you, where you can get this fine comic, which we've been talking about, but I hate asking questions that I actually know the answers to. So I'll just say you can go to
I'm raising my hand. I can tell you.
For $3 postpaid, you can go to heykidscomics.net and get it there. You can get it from either of these fine gentlemen or, of course, at my shop, Hey Kids Comics in Greenpoint. But now I will seg and ask you, where's the closest shop to each of you to get Mega Ghost Volume 1?
The closest shop near me is More Fun Comics on the corner of, it's on Oak Street, 8200 Oak Street, in the Carrollton District of New Orleans, where I live. Mm-hmm. More Fun Comics is a longtime local comic shop. I used to work there in the 90s.
Nice.
Where I would kick back and put out the Wednesday comics with Steve Thomas and Jonathan Cedar while listening to the band Kamita. And
they were Wednesday then, not Thursday?
Oh yeah, they were Wednesday back in 1998-99. It was okay. Wednesday.
Okay.
And so More Fun Comics, you can go talk to DC, which is actually the initials of the owner, DC Harbold, and ask him for Mega Ghost Volume 1, or he has a few copies of the Mega Ghost of Christmas for you.
Nice. Nice. So,
More Fun Comics in New Orleans, Louisiana.
What about you, Gideon?
Well, the place that I know is guaranteed to have it is actually your store.
Uh-huh. Or it's actually a bestseller.
In Greenpoint. You can ask for it at Galaxy over in Park Slope. I hope they have it. I've asked them to carry it. I know that several people have gone in and asked for it. Whether they have it or not, I don't know. You can also order a signed copy of it from my website if you like. But I suggest going to Hey Kids Comics and buying it there.
Thank you.
That's what smart people do.
Yes. I also recommend that.
Thank you. I need to reorder. You've just reminded me.
Hey.
All right.
How about that?
Running low. Tell me where the good people can find you online to keep up with all you're doing.
All right. Well, my website is my name, GideonKendall.com, and I'm on Instagram also at my name, GideonKendall.com. Stop by and say hello. I've got lots of other books, both for kids and not for kids. And if you happen to order it in the next couple of days, I'll make sure you get them before Christmas.
You can find me on Instagram at Bitchinville. That is my Instagram handle. I still have a Twitter handle, although I don't check it very often at all. Mm-hmm. And I own gamesoria.com, but I really need somebody to sit next to me and tell me, Gabe, this is what you should do with it, because the idea of having a website intimidates and frightens me. Hmm. And I don't know how people just sit there and do the basic things, because, you know, life is very hard and I have trouble focusing on things I have to do in my own house. So but eventually GabeSoria.com will exist, and megaghost.net. You can find us there. And Gideon and I should actually sit down and discuss one of these days, what do we want on this website? Because, yeah, maybe
tell us, everyone out there, tell us what we should have on our website.
Yes, please. Because we don't know, and we might be betraying our age here. But but yeah, we would love for you to buy some Mega Ghost comics. We want to hear from you anyhow, any way you can, any way you can get to us. And really, really, really want to bring you Mega Ghost Volume 2. It might have to be a Kickstarter. It might have to be us kicking back on the corner with a tin cup asking for change. But we will present Mega Ghost Volume 2 to you eventually, and it's going to be rad.
Indeed. Gabe Soria and Gideon Kendall, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much. This was a blast.
Thanks for having us, Jason.
My pleasure. And you listening in, please make sure to subscribe, leave a rating, and follow us on the social media. We are simply Buy This Comic, all one word. Goodbye.